producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's cleanup day, Friday. We clean up all of the messes from the week here on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen taking your calls when we get to our contest or anytime. Actually, at 888-302-3684. The analysis of the week, analysis paralysis. Here's Senator Joni Ernst. If you have not heard her, she was interviewed about the latest situation in North Korea, the sanctions that have been proposed on Kim Jong-un. Senator Joni Ernst with the understatement of the week.
North Korea will do as North Korea does.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un, very unpredictable and I would say unstable.
Really? You think?
Breaking news.
I feel better.
Oh, man.
Wow.
She's on top of it, isn't she? Kim Jong-un is unstable. Wow. That's getting out on a limb. Oh, don't you love these people? So here we have the Democratic presidential debate. Two old. This sounds disrespectful because I'm there age-wise,
yeah,
but I don't
you're
feel
an old
like
white person.
Yeah, but I don't feel old. I don't think I do. I sound old. I don't look old. I don't feel old. But they look. You look at the expressions on their faces, and they look old and angry, and they sound it. I thought it was interesting. Bernie Sanders said, I think you have that clip there, Richie, people need to stop listening to divisive people like Donald Trump. And like he's putting everybody together with his focus on the one percenters.
Free for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there's a video going around on Facebook yesterday, and it's part of his speech where we all, inclusiveness, we all need to bring everybody together.
Right.
And it shows all these nice, happy pictures, and everybody's like, ooh, I'm getting goosebumps looking at it.
Yeah.
And he's just all warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, listen to that. You get, I think, 1201.
In this particular moment of serious crises, saying to the American people, don't give up on the political process. Don't listen to the Trumps of the world and allowing them to divide us. If we re-engage and get involved, yeah, we can have health care for all people. We can make public colleges and universities tuition-free. We do not have to have massive levels of income and wealth inequality.
Really? It just, and he had breakfast yesterday with
Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
I wonder how much
Trump
Al
so
Sharpton
funny.
Charged for that.
What did
well,
Trump
you
say?
Know, and that's the thing. I mean, you hate millionaires, but you're sitting with one who owes like $5 million in taxes. What does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And yeah. Donald Trump was asked if he was attending that breakfast. He's like, I think my invitation got lost in the mail. Can you imagine Trump coming into that one?
Oh, my God. Here, Bernie Sanders brings up Henry Kissinger. I didn't realize that Hillary Clinton was using him for advice, but it stands to reason he was pretty good at his job.
In her book and in this last debate, she talked about getting the approval or the support or the mentoring of Henry Kissinger. Now, I find it rather amazing because I happen to believe that Henry Kissinger was one of the most destructive secretaries of state in the modern history of this country. I am proud to say that Henry Kissinger is not my friend. I will not take advice from Henry Kissinger. Count me in as somebody who will not be listening to Henry Kissinger.
Good Lord.
He is entertaining. I give him that.
Anyway, and so then Hillary makes her pitch for women supporting her. And the more I hear this, I just wonder how women...
There's a special place in hell.
How honestly, now it's like a pawn in the process. I think that if I make this, I don't want to make this too personal, but my interest in diversity and having people considered for jobs or education based on the merits, and we get rid of the color, and we get rid of the age, and we get rid of the money, and we get rid of the sex, and we just focus on the best part of humanity. But we don't seem to want to do that, so they continue that. The criticism, I thought this was interesting, they were criticizing President Obama and Hillary Clinton's been saying, we got to keep the Obama thing going. I don't even get why anybody would think that was a good idea. Woman, man, old, young. I just don't.
Yeah, people were ready for hope and change. They're done with this president. It seems it's sort of like a suicide. But she could say, you know what, he had some wins, and here's how I was invested in those wins. But there's a lot that we can do to keep making the country better and bring people together. I mean, that should be the message that she's running on, because this president has been very, divisive. And, you know, she could talk about bringing people back together again. It's missed, though. I don't know who actually gets a hold of these people to tell them what to do, because they're so off base so much of the time.
Well, the biggest back and forth of the night came during a discussion about immigration. They hit each other for past positions on this, and it was uncomfortable, frankly. I think many of these things. What is there, and I hope it's not political persuasion, because I find myself, I watched the first Republican debate from beginning to end last Saturday night, and because that's really the only night in the week that I would have to watch something like that anyway. And I found it to be entertaining, uplifting. Maybe I just enjoyed it because Chris Christie was having a little fun at the expense of Mario Rubio.
I'm going to miss Rubio. This weekend.
I'd like to miss Marco Rubio. I think this thing boils down to four people. Ready? Maybe five. Ready for me? Oh, this is where I think this is all going. Ready? Put this down. Write it down. Somebody tell me in 6 months or 8 months, hey, Doug, you were right. Was it 10 months? 10 months. All right. After the election's over, 9 months. The
All
end
right,
of the
let's
year.
Have it. Because there's already down to four candidates. So I want to hear your big prediction.
No, it's Trump and Kasich running together.
Okay.
And Hillary and Bernie run together.
What? No.
And Michael Bloomberg comes in and saves the day for the American public.
Oh, please.
Yep. Listen,
somebody check Jug's house for the exhaust fumes leaking.
How often have I been right when it came to things like that, Richie?
Stuck it on the tailpipe again.
Now I'm going to tell you that's the way this is all shaping up. You wait and see. And at the end of the day,
you are kooky.
Well, of course I'm kooky. That's why I do what I do for a living. And my daughter used to tell me when she was in college, Daddy, you're so strange. Anyway.
She doesn't know the half of it.
Well, she probably does. All right. So the one thing I find outrageous, then we're going to get off of this, is the continuing focus on Bernie Sanders gets more votes than Hillary Clinton does in New Hampshire, yet she gets more delegates. If that's not a reason for a revolution and looking at how corrupt the system is, then find, we ought to post that audio from Debbie Wasserman Schultz, where she
you gotta
listen
to it, Rich.
CNN trying to explain how that happened and how it got rigged, and she just did yana yana wama wama.
You
ganga,
just go, what? What are you saying? And even CNN says, what are you doing? Yeah.
What are you talking about? Oh, wait a minute. I got another one, Richie.
Yeah.
Cut 127.
Okay.
All right. Here's a this is a clip from a radio program where the host talked to somebody from Politico.com. I listen to these people from Politico.com and wonder, I said on the air when I first played it, this is a young lady, Eliza Collins, is just graduating from Framingham South High School. Listen to this.
I'm just looking at your website this morning, and it says South Carolina is going to be a bloodbath. What comes out of New Hampshire, and what is the setup for South Carolina now?
So I think John Kasich's second place win puts a big target on his back. I think that people have kind of been discounting him. Running the
what are you, 12? Kasich has no chance anywhere else.
Oh, my God.
Who is this?
Pulling at this, positive
this is one of the reporters from Politico.com.
And people are kind of letting him go. I think that going into South Carolina...
We're
going
to hear her mom call for her to come back inside.
And Marco
dinner time.
Politico's got a lot of inexperience.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Kasich's so? Gonna have a target on his back? What? He's not even like showing up in the
it's
polls.
Not
in
even
South Carolina.
That. It's not what she says. It's how she says it. No, I don't think I'm being a jerk. I just think it's funny.
Hey, man, everybody's got to get their start somewhere.
Right.
If
she's 25, I'm thinking she's got a Barbie doll. I think there's a Barbie doll next to her phone. So I think John Kasich is going to have a big target on his back.
Okay. All right.
She did the show thing, Rich. She went.
Coming up in the next half hour of Good Day, it's Obama Jam here in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
This week. Wait till you hear some of the things that are going on. And then I got a couple of other things that Meredith said I shouldn't rant about them. I should just tell the story of my day yesterday with American Airlines and Verizon. And then when I got into the absurdity of some of this stuff, and then I went online because my daughter and I were trying to figure out what we were doing this weekend, and we stopped whatever plans we had for Sunday because the L.A. Marathon's being run. But if you look at what's going on today and yesterday, because Obama's here, you can't get anywhere. You can't go anywhere.
The horror.
The whole city is shut down.
My grandparents are in Palm Springs this week. Well, they've been there this whole month. Yeah. And so my mom and I were anticipating going there on Saturday to see them. And he's going to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Why are you making my life crazy? He's going to be here, and then he's going to Palm Springs.
Good. Get him out of here for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Tying up traffic here.
Yeah. There's a great picture online of Air Force One flying over the 405 in the shadow of it. It's very cool. 18 past the hour, and good day.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Washburn acoustic electric guitars for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $212, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% starting tomorrow at Guitar Center.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy,
one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 months special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not 3 times. 3 days in the living room.
Yes.
All right, the Friday My Three Songs contest here on Good Day. Three tunes, different artists, and they have something in common. Let's see if you can figure this out. Think of where we are, and then we'll go from there. All right, then a little bit of a hint. 888-302-3684. You get a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. You will love the inspiration and the thinking of this book. Men and women alike, they just have a great time reading it. It's a quick read, and there's some, you can spend 2 or 3 minutes a day in it, and you'll feel much better and you'll work better because of that book. So, all right, my goal is to make you think better. So think about this. Three songs, what they have in common. First one is Rihanna and Calvin Harris. We Found Love is the name of this song. Number one, hit 2011.
This is on your iPod, right, Doug? Doug, whoever you are.
John's the guy you're on with in the afternoon. I'm Doug,
you know,
the guy you're on with in the morning.
Okay. I called him Doug the other day.
Really?
Leave it to me to have two co-hosts with the same first initial.
Nice going. Actually, first two letters. Top of the charts, 10 weeks. Rihanna's biggest hit so far. Calvin Harris is a British DJ who produced
the
song.
Dating Taylor Swift, by the way.
Who's your what?
Dating Taylor Swift.
Calvin Harris is?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. Huh. All right, so the first song, We Found Love, Rihanna, Calvin Harris putting their talents together. Second song for you to consider today, Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You. Great pop song. Number one for 14 weeks, 1994. This goes so smooth. You just want to kind of glide to this song when you hear it. At least I do. Ah.
These guys have such a great voice. And, you know, they still tour small venues. And they are still really sharp and good.
Went on to win a Grammy, 2 American Music Awards as well. This is a pirate radio station in New Jersey. Plays this song 24 hours a day, every day. It's a great song. It is. What a great philosophy. So first song, We Found Love, Rihanna. Second song, I'll Make Love to You, Boys to Men. Third one, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie.
And your eyes,
your eyes, your eyes. fast, Richie.
Tell her about it. Well, they got to hear a guitar and the whole thing. Where's the PV amp in there?
Always be my endless love. 9 weeks, number one, 1981. The Brooke Shields movie that it was in. What was the name of that movie? I'm trying to remember now. Anybody remember?
Is that the Blue?
Was it? Yeah, Blue Lagoon or
Blue
something?
Lagoon.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, so anyway, we got these three songs. What do they have in common? They are, well, excuse me, I'm taking stock of my own mind here and not wanting to overplay my part. Nancy, listening in Missouri someplace. What's the name of the town of Missouri?
Maryland. Crisfield.
Oh, I saw it in Missouri. Hi. Hello, Nancy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm fine. A little cold, but...
Cold? What, you don't like it when it's 6 degrees? What's your problem?
You know, I'm from Connecticut. I should be used to it.
Exactly. Well, the wind is making it worse, though, isn't it?
Pardon me?
Isn't there a windy... wind conditions make it worse.
Yes. I live near the water, so we get that wind off the water.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sometimes that keeps it warmer. But at any rate, yeah, it's chilly on the East Coast today and this weekend as well. So what do these three songs, their big high-charting songs, what do they have in common?
They're all
referenced
to Valentine's Day.
Yes, a love fest for Valentine's Day. So you get the book by Maria. You'll like this. Life is good when you do the work. Have a happy Valentine's Day, Nancy. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you ever seen your cat sitting on your bed, sofa, or other soft area, alternately lifting one front paw, then the other, over and over again? This ritual may go on for minutes at times, and Kitty may appear to be in a trance, staring at nothing in particular. Have you ever wondered what Kitty is doing, marching in place, but absolutely going nowhere? This behavior is called kneading or trampling, and is actually rooted in your cat's kittenhood. Kittens knead on the mama cat's belly as part of the nursing process. Kneading serves to alert mama that the baby is hungry and actually helps stimulate the milk production. Very often when I'm lying in bed and my cat's around, they'll come over and knead on my chest. They're not getting any milk, but at the bottom line is they are feeling more secure and less stressed out. It takes them back to the earlier days when they were with their litter mates and mom was there and they were able to knead on mom to get that food. So the next time the cat's kneading on your chest, I know it hurts, don't shim away, give him a pat on the head, tell him you love him, and I promise you he'll outgrow it in no time at all. Maybe. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from $131 to $227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the Good Day program with your friend Doug Steffen, my friend Jennifer Horn, her friend Rich McFadden. This is like 6 degrees of separation with our friends. From, is it with or from our friends? What would you think? We're all about friendship here. We're all pals, in fact. And we agree to disagree on some things. Let me just point out something. As a service, we have the trending box at DougSteffen.com, and we have stories from in the What's New department, things that we pick out of the available information that we think will intrigue you, and more of the trending stuff is the sort of boilerplate information, the story behind the story. And I do, you don't mind me bragging a little bit, I think we have the best place for you to find out about the superdelegate situation. I just read this for the first time after listening to Debbie Wasserman Schultz try to explain how the delegate thing worked, and
it was sort of like that bit who's on first.
Yeah, right. So if you go to the trending box at DougSteffen.com and see the story about the superdelegate crisis, it explains extraordinarily well what really is going on here and how it works. And if you don't think there's need for a revolution in our country, read that and see. I mean, all of the trending things here are sort of the lead-in to what I believe is the call for change. A story about sort of the final chapter in the Oregon refuge situation where the occupiers have surrendered. What an outrage. What an outrage. The whole thing is an outrage from start to finish. Even though I don't think they did it the right way, their claim, their cry for having the people of this country understand how much the government is taking over. So I do a weekly radio program called The American Family Farmer. And each week we are on the air for an hour. A lot of these stations are carrying more and more every week. And thank you for that. I'm a family farmer. I've been a cow guy, a dairy guy all my life, been around cows all my life. So I have certain expertise, and because I'm a decent broadcaster, we thought we'd put the two talents together and do this program. Well, there's a fellow on with me this week who is from an organization in Chicago that is trying to train family farmers. And he and I just were so on the same wavelength about the government and how it's coming into it's so corrupt. The influence of the big, huge, in this circumstance, the agribusinesses that are destroying the land and the way that the products that they're developing, they may make the plants themselves grow better and stronger, but they're sucking so much life out of the soil that it's very hard to replenish it. So some of these people that come along and they raise things that are naturally good for you, they have no chemicals in them, they have no fertilizers that are, you know, the fertilizers are natural. And this, the fact that people are so realizing and so demand, they have 5,000 people that they've trained at this organization. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. That have gone into farming in Wisconsin and Illinois and around the Midwest, and they're finding little bits and pieces of land here, 5 acres here, 7 acres there, to grow things. And the lines of people who want to buy this stuff, buy CSA shares, it's extraordinary. And what it does is represent what people are saying about the food sources. Look at what happened. Europe has banned GMOs. Russia this week said they weren't going to buy any more corn or soybeans from our country because of the GMO stuff. Do you realize how huge that is? Huge.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
Huge. Anyway, so it all sort of fits into the situation in Oregon, the superdelegate situation. The other story trending at DougStephan.com is the Justice Department Ferguson suit there. There were a lot of things. When you dug into that this week, you could find reasons for the people in Ferguson to be upset about it. But one of the things that came out of this, Jennifer and Richie, if you didn't hear, was the call. Part of the agreement was they were going to pay their police more. And the guys who are running Ferguson said, we can't do that because then other people in town would want to raise too. Huh? That's a reason not to do it. So you tell them no. Well, they'll go on strike. So they go on strike. Police need to be better paid, trained better, and you got to have fewer of them, but find some good ones. If you pay them better, you get better police. You pay them like crap, you're going to get crappy police. Why is that so hard to figure out? And how dare you say, well, we're not going to do it because other people want more money. What kind of thinking is that? Am I missing something here?
Nope.
I don't think I'm missing anything. Anyway, so the good news in the trending box is that the world, the quote-unquote world powers, number of people running governments have agreed to a cessation, saying it, Doug, cessation of hostilities in Syria. Secretary of State Kerry announcing today that diplomats from around the world agreed to implement a cessation of hostilities. Now, that is, we were in there to try to get rid of Assad. That seems rather pointless at the moment with Daesh everywhere. And
you know how many people have died in Syria over the last 4 years?
A couple of hundred thousand anyway.
Oh, no. 470,000 Syrians have died. It's 11.5% of their population dead because of this war.
Yeah. And what's it gotten them? It gets them Daesh. And that's, by the way, one of the reasons Daesh came into play, not only because of America and Iraq, but because of this guy in Syria, how bad he is. Mm-hmm. And yet we've given him a pass now. Right? We just get a pass.
Everybody gets a pass.
He gets
Look
a pass.
Look at Iran. I mean, you have the video of those of our military guys that were captured, and they have them crying on camera, and now they're circulating that around Iran as propaganda. I mean, mm-hmm. Not only do we give them a pass, we give them millions and billions of dollars.
Frustrating. Anga bunga. All right, you want to know what else is frustrating?
Sure.
Jennifer and I are in the City of Angels. Richie's going to say, oh, man, it's cold where we are, so why are you complaining? There is a big Obama jam in town. Started yesterday, goes through today. He's going to Palm Springs tomorrow.
And I'm just following him everywhere.
Yeah, right. So what happens when Obama comes to town? And I don't know whether it's different here. It just seems to be different here than it is wherever else he goes.
Well, we have so much traffic. I know, but we have so much traffic here.
They shut off the streets, Richie, for an hour for him zipping through. Yeah. It takes 5 seconds for him to drive through. They shut off
here every day.
Streets all over the place. And the L.A. Marathon is this weekend, too. So let's forget about driving around. I am coming to your house on Sunday to fix the door, though. One way or another. Okay. So I wonder if this has happened to you. Let me get on my horse here for a minute. And if it has, How do you deal with it? Yesterday, the Verizon serviceman went to my house in Framingham to fix a problem with a television set that happened because the fellow I talked to at 4 o'clock in the morning on, I think it was Friday morning, we were trying to figure out how to fix stuff because the power had been off because of a storm and it came back on and surged all of the stuff. So nothing worked on Fios or the phone. Nothing worked. So I called him and we were on the phone from 1 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the morning trying to fix all of this stuff. And there's boxes, I mean, all the technical stuff that I have to do this program. And so we had to unplug this and undo that and take it apart. Anyway, the bottom line is that I did exactly what they told me to do, and it didn't work. So they sent out a Verizon guy, and they called. It's like one comedy of errors after another. But it happens to all of us. So he calls my cell phone and tell me he's there so that I can pass it on to the guys, and they know to go to the house and let him in. So because the cell service is so bad where I am, both in Framingham and here in Santa Monica, there's no tower. It takes me sometimes hours and maybe even to the next day before I get my messages. So the message never came from this fellow that he was there. And so when I did finally get the call 3 or 4 hours later, I called him up. He said, well, I left and I didn't get in and yada, yada. So I go online. Verizon sends me a notice of a bill, $99, because they can't get into the house because nobody's there. And the reason they can't get into the house is because I don't know they're there, because their phone service doesn't work. I go into
this. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
He goes back to the house, Jennifer, and Donald lets him in, and he fixes the problem. And then they send me another bill for $99 because of cables and stuff being redirected and misplaced, and I must have messed it up. And I called him back, and I said, are you kidding? I did exactly what this guy told me to do, and he's the one who said, well, I guess we'll send out a technology person to fix the problem. So they're going to charge me twice for something that was really their responsibility. Okay, so I get on the phone with him, and I'm on the phone with him for an hour and 45 minutes to straighten all of this stuff out. And they're going to talk to a supervisor, and they're not in America. They're in some place in Indonesia or something. So I'm talking to some guy who doesn't know from nothing about nothing. And we finally get it resolved, the absurdity of it all. And then, so I must have been a glutton for punishment. So then I get on the phone with American Airlines to make some travel arrangements. And because the website is shut down, I call to get, you know, I've made the reservation, but it doesn't come up, and it says that the system is broken or down or something on my, since I'm trying to make the arrangements online. So I call them, and they say, well, we're going to charge you $25 more for doing the ticket here with us. And I said, but your website isn't working. Oh, well, that's just a minor technicality. You could do it later. I said, I just spent 25 minutes doing it here, and you're telling me to go away and come back again? You're going to charge me $25? Well, I don't take no well, as you all know. So I kept working it over and working it over. I found myself another 45 or 50 minutes straightening out something. And I tell these stories because I think we all go through them. I'm no different than you are. And I just want to know how you deal with it, as much as the absurdity of this kind of stuff. Richie just says, oh, well, it's part of where we are. And you just have to accept it. I find that awfully hard to do. I really do. And so, you know. And the other thing, sort of as a, I'm having a slight back operation this afternoon. I got to go to the hospital.
What?
They're going to put me under for an hour and do some procedure, and so I can't.
Are all your affairs in order, just in case?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah, Jennifer and I included them.
Yeah, you're all set. Yeah. You'll be set for life. You're all set.
Good.
So anyway, I'm asleep. They give me an anesthesia. I'm asleep for an hour, and then when I get up, I can't drive, supposedly. So in order for me to get myself back, this is a Beverly Hills office, everything's shut down. Megan was going to come pick me up and bring me back home, and then she looked at the streets are going to be blocked up. She said, Dad, you can't get
You're on your own. Sorry, you're having surgery, Dad. Good luck.
So,
call Uber.
Well, Uber can't get there either. Nobody can get there. It's just, the place is shut down. I can get in, but I can't get out. So I said to the, I called the doctors. I said, "Have you got a cot that I can
sleep in?" California.
Yeah, but it's down. I have to. You can't get there either, Richie. That's down on the beach. It's riotous. And see, nobody thinks about the consequences of their actions. I think that's the lesson from all of these stories. People don't think about the consequences for their actions. And yet we all have, there is a consequence always for your actions. You just may not think about it because you don't care. But there is. And so here it is. I'll be okay, though, Rich. I think
glad to hear it.
Yeah, we'll be all set. All right, anyway.
Feel better.
I'm 46. I don't know. Do I sound better?
I've heard.
It's like on-air radio therapy for you.
I'm asking people who go through this how you deal with it. What do you do? You can send me some on Facebook if you want. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. 46 after the hour. Jennifer checks television news in a moment here on Good Day.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 months special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, now we are at 48 after the hour. Jennifer Horn is here on Good Day, the Shades of Grey show that has J-Lo and Richard, not Richard, who's the male
Ray
lead?
Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta.
It was, yeah.
He's a weird dude, isn't he?
So good.
Wow, but he's good
night.
For that. He's good for that. Well, he's a scary dude. And I think that's what they want. They want to portray him as being a scary dude. So what's the, Richie, just give us a synopsis. This is Jennifer Lopez's new show. It's just been around a couple of weeks.
She's part of a crew in the police department that's run by Ray Liotta, six people in their crew, and they're all a little dirty.
On the take.
On the take.
Yep.
And she's been arrested by the FBI and has been flipped into a somebody who has to kind of get
management protection. Yes.
Right. So now everything's starting to fall apart. Ray Liotta's wondering who the plan is.
He doesn't know yet it's her.
He thought it was her, but then she convinced him it wasn't. Now he thinks it's another guy who he killed last night.
Oh.
And
spoiler alert.
Right. But is the guy dead?
Ah. Really?
And it's just the look on Liotta's face right at the end of the show was just, it was an awesome episode. You got to check it out.
I've heard it gets a little dirty, too, doesn't it, that show?
A little, yeah. It's an edgy show. And J-Lo is really, really
Everybody wanted to know why she would do a TV show. This may be
She's
good,
great. She's really
do
good.
You guys think she's a better actor than she is a singer at this point?
She's a pretty good actress.
I don't really care if she never puts out another album again, but this show's got me hooked.
Yeah.
Very
All right.
Yes.
Speaking of hooked, Roots coming back again, Jen.
Yeah, are you excited? This show never goes away. History's Roots remake will premiere on Memorial Day, according to the network. It's an 8-hour event series. It begins on May 30th at 9, and there'll be simulcast not only on History, but on A&E and Lifetime, and it will continue over 4 consecutive nights. This is, of course, based on Alex Haley's book from 1976.
Is it the original one or a new version?
A new event series, so this will be a new version of that. Now, here's some good news for soap opera fans. Soap operas have taken some hits over the last few years, but one that keeps on ticking is Days of Our Lives. They just got word that they will be renewed for their 51st season. How incredible is that? You know, it was something with soap operas. You may not understand them, Dougie. I don't know if you're a fan.
No.
But these become part of people's lives. I mean, when all my children went off the air, it was like a traumatic thing for my mom and I because, I mean, she was watching that show when she was pregnant with me and watched all the way up. It's so cool.
I walk into the house and Meredith's watching, I think maybe Days of Our Lives. I don't know. She DVRs it and watches it at night. I'm flabbergasted. This would be something she'd be that wrapped up around.
I think 24, Dudley.
Okay.
Yeah.
24. Okay.
For
Thank
girl.
You.
20, 24 went away.
Yeah. I didn't like it. 51 after. Thanks, Jen.
other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Especially if you're coming up with an idea or two for a romantic adventure this weekend, we have Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guides at Frommer's.com to give us some advice, last-minute places to go for romance, upcoming next year on Good Day.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. The tradition of making new goals and resolutions each year to lose weight is nothing new. We all know that making those resolutions and keeping them are two very different things. Medical Director of the Wellness Clinic at the University of Colorado, Anschutz Health and Wellness Center, and Medical Director on the docuseries Extreme Weight Loss, Dr. Holly Wyatt, comments.
In a time when you might be struggling to carry out your weight loss resolutions, it's important to remember that you're not alone. Schedule an appointment with your healthcare professional. They can help you create a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Dr. Wyatt recently helped launch Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, a new campaign designed to empower overweight or obese women to take action now and talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. Visit iResolveNow.com for tips from Dr. Wyatt on how to stay motivated in your weight loss journey. Learn about different treatment options and participate in a cartoon caption contest for a chance to win prizes to help you reach your weight loss goals.
All right, let's move into the travel zone. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's.com, Frommer's Travel Guides. Are you guiding people into a comfortable place to go for a romantic destination? Is it too late, or can we still find there are a lot of underrated destinations according to the Frommer's Travel Guide? What do you recommend?
Well, I think it's too late to get away this weekend, but it's not too late to scrawl a word in that Valentine you're going to give to someone special, telling them, hey, honey, I'm going to take you somewhere really special. And I think that could work. On Frommer's.com, we have a list of underrated romantic getaways, places people should be going where they're going to find great romantic possibilities, like the coast of Oregon. You know, people often think of the coast of California romance.
Yeah.
But coast of Oregon, going to be cheaper, going to have less expensive hotels, restaurants, but the same type of incredible natural beauty, the same kind of artsy, fun, funky little towns like Yahats is a favorite of mine. It has vineyards right in from the coast if you want to go winery topping and tasting wines. So we're recommending the coast of Oregon. We're recommending if you want to go to Hawaii, how about the lesser-known island of Molokai?
Wow.
Molokai, yeah, it's off the coast of Maui.
Pauline, did they get rid of the leprosy over there?
That's what it's known for, actually.
I know.
The leper's island, yeah.
It was the island they sent the lepers because it has the highest sea cliffs in the world. So they left these poor people in this one area of the island, and there are a couple of lepers left there. They don't call it that anymore. They call it Hansen's disease. But in the rest of the island, it's absolutely pristine. You can walk along the beach and be the only person there. It's like Hawaii used to be. It's so uncrowded, there's not even a traffic light on the island.
Wow.
Absolutely gorgeous. Such a fabulous place. Then if you're on the East Coast, how about Niagara-on-the-Lake? You want to go to Canada this year because the Canadian dollar is really suffering against our dollar, so everything is much cheaper. If you go to Niagara-on-the-Lake, you're within driving distance of Niagara Falls, that iconic romance destination, but you don't have the kitsch at Niagara-on-the-Lake. It's this gorgeous town of Georgian buildings. There are 30 wineries right within the confines of the city. If you go in the summer, there's one of the best theater festivals in all of North America. It's just an adorable little place filled with B&Bs and quaint restaurants.
Oh, sweet.
Places you can stroll hand in hand.
Nice. You missed my rant, or maybe you're listening. I didn't want to do it with you because it would have taken up all of our time. The American Airlines, I made a reservation yesterday, simple reservation online, and it wouldn't go through. I put everything in, and it said system down. And so I called American to get it straightened out to the Platinum desk, and they want to charge me $25 because that's what you get when you don't do it online. I said, wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? Your website says I can't do this, and you want to charge me more money? And I actually found out that it was cheaper online because the price they were quoting was $25 more than what I was paying online. And then they were going to add the $25 to it. So really going online, if you can figure it out, is the best way to do it. But sometimes the technology just kind of slaps you in the face. You ever find that to be the case?
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes you just got to speak to a human being.
Yeah. The Frommer's Travel Guide, most trusted name in travel since 1957. Their weekly travel guide at Frommer's.com. Pauline Frommer, happy to have you here.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.